for over a year now. But Stitch Fix Freestyle is a highly personalized shopping experience that allows you to discover and instantly buy clothing and accessories based specifically on your style preferences and fit. So get those new looks for any occasion today. Head to stitchfix.com to get started.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience, give the memory. VetTix, give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is our number two, 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. Real easy. It's all you got to do. I want grades. Pels fans, I want to hear from you. What are you looking for in tonight's game? Preseason game number two, Orlando in town at the Smoothie King Center. You can watch it on TV. You can listen to it here on ESPN New Orleans. So excited about that, of course. And then also, the Saints get back at it today. First practice about to wrap up here in a little bit. And we already had heard from head coach Sean Payton. So we'll touch on that specifically on some of the things that concern him still. And I need grades. Run game, passing game, overall offense, defense, pass rush, coverage, overall defense, and then your overall grade of the Saints. If I had to ask you, where do you think the Saints are right now? A, B, C, D, what the intern just did. F's overall? Come on.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more that camera Wednesday hump day. Is that what it is?
It is Shaq G in the digital underground. And Coach Sean of the Peyton Shane on the on-deck circle coming to you in a quick second. Let me set it up. Bottom of the hour, Sean Fox from Monroe. Hosts his show over there at Sports Talk 97.7. I honestly don't remember the name. He understands. His thoughts, though, on what Saints fans feel like up there.
And to all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
And for some reason, of course, up there in North Louisiana, lots of Cowboys fans. Jalen Smith released. Stephon Gilmore of the Patriots traded to the Panthers. They need a cornerback help. They are not standing pat. They went and got a cornerback. J.C. Horn, of course, on IR. That is a top storyline for the New Orleans Saints this week. Who is coming off of IR? Quan Alexander, Marcus Davenport. Saints did sign a new kicker. It is not Will Lutz coming off and being ready to go. A lot of people saw that Rosas was waived, and we're all like, yes, Will Lutz coming back. Not so fast just yet. One quick bite and then we'll go to Shane. Here is Sean Payton on the new kicker, Cody Parkey.
Yeah, look, he's been steady. His numbers have been good. You just go back through it relative to his consistency and his accuracy, and Look, overall, it's kind of a result-oriented business where you're wanting, you know, you're wanting to get to a certain percentage of made tries, you know, within a distance that you feel like you're comfortable with relative to leg strength. So he's a veteran player. He's a guy with, I think, poise. You know, I think he's tough. I think he's mentally tough. And, you know, we're looking forward to having him.
LSU SEC fans, you may remember him. He kicked over at Auburn 2014. The Colts got him as an undrafted free agent. He's also been a member of the Eagles, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Titans, the Browns, and now the Saints. This is what it is. Can you just get to Will Lutz? Kind of the point of where the Saints are right now. So, a couple of questions of the day we'll throw out there. We want your opinions and feedback. Dan Pels taking on Orlando tonight. What do you want to see, Pels fans, from tonight? You go into the game. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a storyline. Give me a top storyline. We do this on Wednesdays. Heading into the Saints-Washington game. And the other question of the day is, give me a grade. What are you grading the Saints? Shane, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Hey, Google, how are you doing, buddy?
Doing well, bud.
All right, my top storyline is, will Sean Payton take the cuffs off of Jameis Winston?
Interesting.
And my grade offensively, I would like to split it up because I think the offense has done okay. I would say a C, but I would give coaching a D because really? I think he has to let the guy go. He's showing a lack of confidence in him, a lack of trust in him, and I understand he has to earn the trust, but you have to give him enough rope to hang himself, I guess. I don't know if that's a good way to say it, but you got to let him go, and if you don't trust him, sit him down and let Taysom Hill run your or power off the corner or whatever it is that they do. And on defense, I think a B minus, and I think this last game, Dennis Allen kind of got out by who is that we just played? Oh, the Giants. Jason Garrett. I can't believe I'm saying that. Jason Garrett outcoached somebody. But I think he got coached Dennis Allen in his last game.
I'll say this. I think the coaching, I don't know if I can agree with that low just because the coaching alone got you, I think, that win against the Packers. I do think that you could have said, hey, coaching could have helped you in that second game. The problem is you didn't have many of them. So in two of the games, I would say one was good and one, they weren't present. In game three, you beat the Patriots. I thought that a really good game plan. And, you know, a week later, you watch what Mac Jones and the Patriots ever almost pull off the upset against the Bucs. So that's not a bad football team. So I would say that's got to at least be a passing grade on the coaching staff. I thought they looked real good. And last week, I can see where you're coming from. I think specifically, though, I would say it's Sean. Like, I thought the defense had a good plan. They stopped them for a while. If the Saints score in the first quarter in the first half, I think that game's a bit of a blowout. I don't know what kind of adjustments Dennis Allen could have made and some of the other stuff. So I think at worst, I would say C, but I'm kind of thinking D just because I don't know where you are, you know?
I didn't see the adjustments from Dennis Allen. Like a Debo getting abused, and is Roby injured, not up to speed on the defense? Is he even playing? What number is he? Because he just let that kid get abused over and over and over and over again, and I don't know what the reasoning is behind that. Was there nobody else that they thought could take his spot, or what's going on with that? I just didn't see adjustments in that second half or fourth quarter for sure.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes moving forward. But, Shane, I think the one thing you can see, though, with these grades, that I think there's going to be improvement just by bodies coming back. I think there's going to be improvement by more snaps are going to be in it. So, but, again, 2-2. I thought 2-3 going into the bye. You heard me say that before the season. So here's a chance to go at least 3-2. And that would look again, I think you're happy with what you could have been. You're gonna kick yourself in the pants though, if you win this week, because you could have gone in 4-1. You should have gone in 4-1.
Right.
That Giants game, man, is gonna burn.
watch Washington defense come back to form this week like everybody thought they were going to be this year.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, man. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. Cajun Goat, as always, a pleasure when I hear from you, man. How are you?
All right, but brother, I'm doing good. I'll start with the Pelicans and end with the Saints.
Okay.
The Pelicans are what I want to see tonight. I want to see better perimeter defense. It seems like every shot that Minnesota took, they were wide open for the three. I would like to see that get a little better tonight. And I can understand because of these are not the way these guys are going to play or anything. I like the effort stay the same. I would like to see some layups being made. Kind of Ty took a little thunder with that because we had some wide open layups that we just missed. So better shooting, better defense, definitely, and better rebounding. I thought we did not rebound the ball well in that game either. I thought that they had too many second shots, second opportunities. I think we need to grab some loose balls tonight. But, you know, it's all in the learning process. I did love Nah. I do love Trey. And I do love Jones, and I don't see how you put Jones. Jones doesn't make this roster. I just don't see it.
I don't either.
Guys on this. Yeah, I don't see how he doesn't make this roster as a, you know, even as a, playing as a, in the second, you know, second team. And I don't care for the kids that we got from the Bulls, that white kids or
Stalowski, whatever. Stalowski, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like nothing about him the other night. He was a walking turnover. So I don't know what they're going to do with him. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the roster, period, with the Pelicans.
Right.
Now, the Saints, what's going to be written next week is pass rush couldn't touch Heineken.
Yep.
Heineken, NFC Player of the Week.
Please don't say that because the problem is here's the problem. I can't immediately say no, that's not going to happen because you know what, I've seen that happen too many times. Look, again, I got to give this kid credit. He just runs around and make plays. And look, that defensive line, it is interesting when you pull up the tail of the tape between these two teams. And I am surprised that they've given up that many points, to be honest with you, on the defensive end. They're giving up, when you look at them, 30.5 points per game. The Saints are averaging giving up 17.3. Now, they both don't score that much. Washington 25.3, the Saints 23.5 points. Yards passing, I mean, Saints 156, rushing 132. Them 243 in the air, 103 on the ground. This is kind of an even football team, to be honest with you. I've seen a couple of their games. Obviously, that Thursday night game was a nationally televised game. I don't think the Saints are that different. I think they're about even, to be honest with you. So, look, Vegas is making the Saints a 2-point favorite. I'm shocked they're a favorite on the road. And I think it'll be a tough game to win. I really honestly do.
And I want to say this. I want to say this to some of the viewers, Gus. Some of the viewers that are getting on a Debo. Let me tell you something. If you have, as a quarterback, more than 10 seconds to throw the ball, I don't care how good of a cover corner you are, especially being a rookie in the league. That pass rush gave them cornerbacks no time. They couldn't get to the quarterback. I blamed the defensive line before I'm blaming Debo. He was in position on a lot of those plays. I seen one play where maybe he screwed up, but other than that, I thought the guy was all over the guys. But I mean, you can only cover somebody for so long in this league.
I'm with you. And as far as the Pelicans go with the perimeter defense, that's a good one. I'm with you because that will give Pels fans PTSD from last year. They couldn't cover anything. And teams are just literally setting franchise records from downtown. So I'm with you.
I want to say Minnesota darn near set a franchise record in preseason.
Right.
Because go count their threes, Gus, and that. And I was just like you said, man, that PD, that stuff was kicking in on me.
No,
I was like,
I know,
what did we
know.
Do different?
I know.
I mean, we played way better in summer league.
Right. Well.
I mean, it was just guys wide open for shots.
No,
and nobody running out to even contest it.
I know. I legitimately just want to see, like, one block shot, one block three. I just see one.
And then Jackson, Jackson Hayes looked like he picked up the defense from when he started last year.
Yeah,
it was just blowing right by him.
Sure. And then the Pelicans, you know, curse hits, and then he sprains his left ankle.
Right. Exactly. I'm just saying, like, I didn't see lane protection.
No, I know.
And I saw and I kept hearing about how good this team was hustling and how Brandon Ingram was going to get better on defense. And
let's see.
And when I went to watch it, I was like, whoa.
Well, let's see how Valanciunas helps. So let's see what takes place. But yeah, I'm with you. Good keys to look at, and there are your grades with the Saints. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Cajun Goat.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, for sure. We'll make the quick break when I come back. Uptown Ruler, ready to see you on hold. The phone lines are open. I need grades. Grade the offense, grade the defense, grade the coaching, grade the Saints overall. A quarter of the season essentially is in. I know it's a 17-game schedule. Normally in the past it's been 16 games. You would have a quarter of the season in the books. Think about that. We'll hear more from head coach Sean Payton as well. Uptown Ruler next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Who wants to know? Who wants to know? Are you living right? Who wants to know? Are you living right? Who wants to know? Are you living right? Who wants to know? Who wants to know? Today's Medical Minute is provided to you by Thibodeau Regional Medical Center.
Hello, I'm Billy Nakian, the director of the Spine Center of Excellence at Thibodeau Regional. Have you had a recent neck or back injury? Or have you been suffering with recurrent neck and back pain? Have you been searching for relief? Thibodeau Regional has developed a unique approach to treating neck and back disorders. The Spine Center of Excellence provides a comprehensive, patient-centered approach to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time from the right provider. The Spine Center is different because it offers centralized access to multiple specialties and services. Patients and their referring physicians are led by a nurse navigator through a process of assessment and treatment, individually tailored to the patient's unique condition. In addition to total care coordination, the Spine Center's comprehensive services include everything from high-tech diagnostic imaging to physical therapy, surgery, alternative medicines, and chronic pain services. If you're experiencing back or neck pain, call today, 985-493-4501. The Spine Center of Excellence of Thibodeau Regional will put you on the path back to your normal routine.
This Medical Minute was sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, nationally recognized for providing the highest level of quality care and patient satisfaction.
It's the Ram Power Days going on right now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Come on,
what are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
Look, we're not giving out midterms or quarterly reports or any of that. You know, we're not doing that, you guys.
Okay, we are. Coach, letting us do it. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Nola, he doesn't want to give them out. I do. Let's go to the Uptown Ruler. What's up, Uptown Ruler? How are you?
Hey, man, I've been trying to get y'all since Friday. Man, y'all getting more popular than me.
I don't know about that. You are the Uptown Ruler. You rule Uptown, as you say, with an iron fist, man. I'm just lucky for y'all to call in. Thank you.
Hey, man, look, I'm going to say it this way. It was the defense fault. It's not the quarterback's fault. Like people say, if he doesn't trust the quarterback, mm-hmm. why did he get rid of him? I mean, it doesn't make sense. You're going to take one quarterback and put another quarterback in, and then he can't throw the long pass? I mean, what's the point in it? I mean, what's the point in using the other quarterback if you got your number one quarterback in there? This is the one he should stick with. The number one, he should stick with Jameson. I mean, you can't take one quarterback out and put another quarterback in there. It's going to bring up confusion. It's going to bring up a mental confusion.
Right.
Because neither one of them going to be able to establish the line like they want. And neither one of them is going to be, let's say it this way, neither one of them is going to play like they should because he's pulling one out and putting the other one in.
There's definitely something to continuity, rhythm, all of those different aspects of it. Uptown Ruler, there's no doubt about it. The problem is this. As you watched on Sunday, the two runs that Taysom gave you, especially when Tony Jones Jr. goes out, and the team did sign another running back today. But the thing is,
well, what happened to Tony Jones Jr.?
He's out 3 to 4 weeks with an injury.
Okay, so is we going to get some of these players back that was hurt, or is they all going to be out? Some of them going to be out for the rest of the year?
No, I mean they're all coming back, all of them. Like no one has been lost for the season. That of significance.
And what about Troutman?
So, what was that?
What about Troutman?
He's what about him? He's here. He's not injured. He just needs to be more consistent.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, he's got to put him in. He's got to target him more for him to be more consistent. You can't target him one time or two times and think he's going to be consistent. You got to keep targeting him throughout the game, and he's going to be consistent. But you just can't take a quarterback in there and put another quarterback in there unless you're going to do an option or do a play with somebody else and keep him in there, keep the number one quarterback in there. Right, I mean, so you just can't do that. I mean, okay. I've never seen football played this way. When I was growing up, there's always stuck with the number one quarterback, no matter how, if he was bad, then he was bad. But until he got good, I mean, you know, you just can't switch quarterbacks like that.
Right, I don't blame. Give me an overall grade of the Saints so I can get to who that from Gentilly.
Well, right now, I'll say they are a D-minus because they're not getting the job done. If they get the job done, I'll give them a B+. But right now, they are a D-minus, and they need to straighten up their act, you know, get out there on the field and do their job. The fans is not paying them to let other teams win. The fans is paying them to see them win, and they should put the fans first when they get out there on the field.
All right. Thank you, Uptown Ruling. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
There he goes. You know, if they actually hold on to that game, though, as they're bringing Hudat from Gentilly, they should be 3-1. I mean, that's just factual. But again, you're not. As Sean Payton said, you are what you are, and you're 2-2. Hudat from Gentilly, how are you, sir?
It's Hudat John. Hudat John from Gentilly. It's been a long time, Gus. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Good to hear from you.
Man, let me tell you something. I was not going to call in. I said I was going to wait till the midseason. I can't help it. First, let me just start out with the Pelicans. Guess what I want to see, Gus? Nothing. Because you know why? It's one game in the preseason. They're going to be fine. I love how they fought back. I think we need to not freak out too much about the Pelicans. And right. The key word is patience. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think we need to have high expectations. Okay. But we need to see some improvements. And guess what? Just making the playoffs for me is a win, honestly. And, mm-hmm. and that's all I'm looking for, just improvements. And I just mm-hmm. want to see a motivated Brandon Ingram because I love him. He's one of my favorite players, besides Zion. And I think the way he moves, the team will move. So they're going to be good. I don't want to see anything. Just continue working on what they're working on. So new coach, we just got to be patient and just let them work. Now, as far as the Saints, man, I'm more of a half glass full, almost three quarter full kind of guy. I might be a little too biased.
Okay.
But let me tell you something, Gus, man. I think they got some undercover Falcons fans that calls up here because it's a lot of negativity week to week.
Poor Falcon. Can you imagine being a Falcon fan right now?
Man, yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, it's like every week is this, is that, is this, is that. Let me tell you something, all right? I think this team is survivors. They're surviving with everything they had to deal with the roster, the turnover roster, with the young players. Man, they are surviving. Granted, they should be 3-1, but shoulda, woulda, coulda. Okay, so you know what you do? You learn from it. You move on, like I know they will. My grades for this team, the overall grade I would give this team is a B-. Okay, the offense, I will give a C+. The run game, I will give an A-. The overall defense, I will give an A-. The pass rush, I will give a C+. minus the game last week, this defense has played well. Okay, special teams, I would give an A plus. I take that back. Because of the kicking situation, I'll give it a regular A. But the punter has been phenomenal, and the special teams unit, I haven't seen any problems. So, my only question, and people say, is Sean going to let Jameis go and go? No, my question is our star $20 million a year wide receiver, is he going to come to play? If he comes to play and he's all in, and we see the Michael Thomas that we know, it's going to open up this offense. Because one thing that this team can do, and that's play defense, and that's run the ball consistently. Even when the team knows that Jameis is going to run the ball, he runs over them like a bulldog. So if you play defense and run the ball in this league and play great special teams and win a turnover battle, which we have been doing, and we're 100% in the red zone, Saints fans, real Saints fans, relax. It's going to be okay. The bye week is coming. We're going to get healthy. Just relax and be patient. Still got a great coach. That's all I got to say. Who that?
There he is. Who that? John from Gentilly. Always a pleasure, man. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. Don't be a stranger, man. I agree with a lot of what you just said. Again, if they do what they should have done on Sunday, they're 3-1 off the bus, on the field, or even with Washington. They're not, you know, walking in and, oh, man, this has to happen and that has to happen. And they could be 4-1. I don't know. But you're 2-2, as Sean Payton said. And as Who Dat John just says, you're going not years back. You're getting a record-setting receiver. You're getting literally the best defensive lineman, I think, now. I'm not being ugly, but, and I know Cam Jordan's getting double-teamed all the time. I understand that. But I think right now, David Onyemata has a bigger impact on that D-line right now. Maybe I'm wrong. But you're getting him back. You're getting Quan Alexander back. I know Pete Werner's nice. He made some tackles. I need a playmaking linebacker. That's Quan Alexander. This is a completely different linebacking unit with Quan Alexander in it. So when he comes back, that'll help. You know what'll help? Getting a starting center. Like your real legit starting center back. Haven't had him all season. You had him 5 snaps. That's going to make a difference. So I just think you're, like Sean Payton said today, I don't know how you can evaluate too much to the point of what your team is, but you are 2-2, and I think the fact that we're sitting here and feeling, Randy, from the West Bank, that maybe you should have another win. Like, I'm still ticked off about that game. That's a good sign. That means you should have won it. That means you could have won it, and you were capable of winning it. Different if you didn't have the talent to win it. This is different if you like the Falcons, and you can't win, and you don't have talent, and you can't close out. Then it's a combination of all. So I don't feel that with the Saints just yet. They blew it. They blew it Sunday. That's it. Randy from the West Bank, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Gus?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I don't agree with Sean. I mean, look, you're always being evaluated at work.
Of course.
If it's your first day, if it's your 10th year, you know, you're always being watched and evaluated, as you should be. But I just want to say this real quick, that don't get me wrong. Sean Payton's a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. As soon as he retires, he's going to the Hall of Fame 5 years later. And he's won us tons of more games than he's lost them. But that game was on him, and he knows that. That game was on him. And if you see that you're in a game where your defense is struggling, you can't generate pass rush, your rookie, you know, secondary defensive back isn't holding up, then what do? You got to put up some points. You got to call a better game. If you don't trust your punter, you don't kick it from 58 and then punt from, what, 47, 46, I think it was?
Right, listen.
And, you know, for all the people that's getting on Adebo, man, look, Adebo's a rookie. And, yeah, they have Roby and they got the other guy, Trufant. There's a competition at practice. Believe me, there's a competition at practice.
I'm not sitting here thinking that the Saints are 2-2 because of Paulson Adebo. Like, that is an absolute wrong. That's not even close to why the Saints lost 2 games. It's just not. The offense hasn't done what I think the offense needs to do. in certain areas. I mean, period. You know, you cannot cross midfield the first three times you touch the ball, 6 of 7 times in territory of the opponent, and you don't score. Like, that can't happen. That's how you lose football games, you know?
Right. And like I say it again, you had an 11-point lead in the second half, right?
Fourth quarter.
With 7 minutes to go.
Fourth quarter.
And everybody wants to point out the defense.
Yeah.
The fourth quarter, 7 minutes ago, 7 minutes and some change, you had an 11-point lead.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to point out the defense, and that's fine. But if you score any points from that point on,
just
I don't
first
care
downs.
What the defense gives up, you win that game.
Yeah, you just get first downs and run the clock out, man. No doubt about it, Randy. Give me an overall grade of the Saints real quick.
I probably go C for the offense. For Sean Payton, the last game, I give him a D-. And I'd have to go with a solid B- for the defense. I mean, I think that's definitely a bright spot. But, hey, like Sean said, we got to get somebody to put the ball between the uprights.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. No doubt. Got to have a kicker. So we will see about the new kicker here, Parkey, who's been in with a couple teams. Can he just get it through the uprights, as Sean Payton says? Thank you, Randy.
Hey, Gus, isn't he the double doink guy?
I'm not. Yes. I didn't want to go there with the Bears. Yes. Yes. This is where you are, though. I hear you. I don't know why to call Garrett Hartley. The guy puts videos up on his Twitter page all the time. I mean, call him. It can't be worse. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it.
All right, Gus.
I'm being dead serious, too. Go look up Garrett Hartley on Twitter. He's, like, kicking. He's begging for a job. Jackson will come to you out of the break. Sean Fox after that as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply, 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start. And we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back. And we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
State Farm offers surprisingly great rates on auto insurance, but what does that mean? Surprising. This often means something comes out of nowhere, like finding that $20 bill in your dryer. Great? Well, obviously great means superior. Rates? Simply what one pays in exchange for something. And in this case, that something is State Farm being there when you need them most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios in Cutoff.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
No, I wouldn't say at week four I'm kind of seeing our team that the way I see it. I see a lot of players coming back at some point.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Jackson, thank you for holding on through the break. Sean Fox from up there in Fun Row in the Undeck Circle. We'll chat with him quickly. But Jackson, what you got for us, man?
Hey, Gus, thanks for taking my call, man. Sure. The show is real popular. It was hard to get through, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Thank you.
The Saints, man, look, Payton, I love Payton, and he's responsible for that loss, his play calling, not just in that game, in other areas, other games, even in the ones he won. But anyway, his play calling is predictable. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. And no, it is predictable and it's not running over people. We proved that in the last several years. Number 13, I can't think of his name, the wide receiver, always knows his number. He catches a lot of ball, record setting, all that's great. In the playoffs, he disappeared.
Michael Thomas?
Not going deep. Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Thomas. I love Michael Thomas. I would want him on my team. He's going to catch the ball. We all can agree on that. He's going to squeeze the ball, but he's not going to stretch the field. And he has not shown up in the playoffs. I think I'm not wrong on that. So he's going to be an asset. And then what? So my grades for the Saints are the defense. I give the defense a B. I think the defense could have played better if they would have got more of a chance for the offense to stay on the field longer. The offense, I give them a B. I think the offense is playing well, but for the person calling the play. And let me say this. I am a fan, and I do see issues and problems. I'm not just, rose-colored lenses every week. Oh, well, maybe next time. Because guess what? If Peyton had people on the team he didn't like, he'd cut them.
Mm-hmm.
So why should a fan have rose-colored glasses, but everybody else, you know, it's business. So I love the Saints. I love you, Gus. I love the show. And I hope everyone does well moving forward.
I hear you, Jackson, and I think it will at some point in time for sure. I think Sean needs to, you know, I think when he feels that trust level and factor, and look, Dr. Drip on Twitter just actually posted it. In most of the games, the Jameis Winston has a quarterback rating of over 100 in three of the four games. So he's doing what he's being told, but I think we all can see there's a hesitancy, right? There's a hesitancy to let's just go and open it up. I also do think maybe that's partly of, as Deuce Windham posted on Monday and yesterday, where, you know, 3 seconds after the snap, 5 seconds after the snap, nobody's open. And that was the play to Tony Jones Jr. on third down that got batted down. There's just no one to throw the football to. So I think there's a combination of different things that get going. At the end of the day, Sean's going to go, you know what? Bring in Taysom, hand him the ball, he can score. It's a simple thing.
Right.
And that's what he's going to do, man. Thank you, Jackson, for the phone call, man. I appreciate the time, and thanks for trying to get through, bud.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Let's bring in Mr. Shox up there from Sports Talk 97.7. Well, let me pull up your stuff. At Fox 4 Sports Talk, because it's a weird Twitter handle, and you don't have the name of your show, so I don't know what it is. What's it called again?
Doesn't matter. It's just that show.
That show, yep. Weekdays. When are you on? Because sometimes you host, sometimes you don't. So I really don't.
It's not. I always call. It's just like my wife. It's whether or not you pick up or not.
Right.
Which is mostly the case.
Well, look. Here's the thing. I apologize. Friday, you
call. I never get mad at you. It's
no,
frequent.
I know.
It's
look, I was unloading pumpkins, which was supposed to happen Thursday.
Yep.
The 18-wheeler had blowout, so it didn't arrive until Friday. So Carver's like, we need to help. And I'm like, let's do it. And we were unloading pumpkins till 6:30. And I can promise you it was laborious. So I would have answered your phone call, but you probably would have heard a lot of grunting, a lot of get off the phone, here's a pumpkin. So that was
basically like every time we call on Friday. I don't see the problem.
You have the worst timing ever. It really is the worst. I don't know. I don't know how anyone listens to you. Honestly, it's just I got things to do on Friday at 4:45 or 5 o'clock. You were at the game though Sunday, and thank you for calling me. You did 9 o'clock. You were five sheets to the win. I appreciate you checking in on me though. I didn't get I was at home stuck. So, but you were there. So I want your honest to goodness take. I've heard anywhere from like 45,000. I didn't see that. But I didn't get the sense and feeling of what the Giants head coach was preparing for. He was expecting an emotional, sort of charged atmosphere. I didn't get that sense. Did you?
I went in thinking it was going to be the loudest noon game in history. And I think everybody would say it wasn't. It was just about 15, 20 minutes before kickoff, you look around and like, oh, there's a bunch of empty seats. But by the time the game got going, I would say the dome was mostly full. There's no way there was 45,000 people it was close to being a sellout. I mean, there was empty seats, but not near as what it was 20 minutes before kickoff. Now, as far as the atmosphere, Gus, something was missing, and maybe it's, you know, we kept waiting for number 9 to come back, and that's not going to happen. But
right,
look, we keep joking about, okay, it's time to get rid of Kronk. Until you take Kronk away and the Saints score a touchdown, you're like, wait, where is it? And it's not there anymore. And
no.
My wife was like, I don't even want to go to a game anymore if they're not going to play it. So,
So I
think that might have been a part of it. It was just a weird atmosphere that didn't feel like a big Saints game until the fourth quarter.
I agree. And I wonder if part of that, Sean, was basically how this team is 2-2. It's not one thing. It's a handful of things. I think we're so accustomed and used to getting amped up and going because of big plays, down the field, excitement,
yep,
things of that nature. And let's just, it is what it is right now, as Sean likes to say. This is a game controlling or ball controlling, high percentage, not very high risk style offense. That's just where we are right now. That is the New Orleans Saints. I'll throw it occasionally. I may even throw a play or two past 20 yards and may total 4 times in the game. That's just where they are.
What?
And defensively, if they're not making the plays, I don't know where you're going to get the juice and energy from. I mean, that's just it. This is a defense-led team right now, and if they don't make the plays, I can see why people are just like, what time?
Well, we thought the identity was defensively,
yeah,
and here we are in the fourth quarter when you had a chance to make the plays to end it, and you didn't do it. And Danny Dimes, without his top 2 receivers, drops 400 on you. That's disappointing. But Gus, I have Deuce on semi-regularly on my show, like he does you, and I can attest to this. In fact, yeah, I turned to a buddy sitting next to me, and it's true. And it's something that television doesn't show you that. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners at the Dome could pick up on the same thing. We're no smarter than they are, right? We just have the opportunity to do this. Gus, they're not getting open. Yeah, I mean, there are countless times you're just like, you want Jameis to pull the trigger, but you're looking around and you're like, well, where is he going to pull the trigger to? Because the receivers just aren't getting open.
Yeah.
And yes, Sean Payton, absolutely. The blame falls at his feet. But I know something you've alluded to in the time I've listened to your show today. Gus, it feels like he's just trying to keep this thing together,
yeah,
until the full puzzle,
yep,
is ready.
I
in
mean,
about 3 or 4 weeks. Right now, it's just like, can we just get through this week? Can we just get through this week?
It just adds also, Sean, to the frustration level about the Michael Thomas situation. I mean, you cannot not have your number one receiver, a receiver that set records in the NFL, show up in July. By the way, I'm still hurt. What? Like that? That's why you were so frustrated when you heard him in July speak. He was ticked off.
And I'll tell you who's really missing.
And you don't even have Traquan Smith, too.
You know who's really missing, Gus, and I know it's a curse word. They're missing Jared Cook all kinds of bad.
You mean the greatest tight end of all time based on Monday night's performance?
They're missing him.
That guy couldn't drop a pass because he was catching everything like flypaper on his gloves.
Adam Trautman has not turned out. And again, I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's still very early in his career.
Jesus.
But they're struggling, man. And, yeah, and again, we want to put it on Jameis. I thought that was obviously week one when he threw 5 touchdowns. But I thought Jameis threw a pretty deep ball. He looked more confident. They tried to open it up more. But, man, we were talking about you want Stephon Gilmore and you want all these. Every time we see a big name pop up, it's like, ooh, piece of candy. You want the newest toy.
Yeah.
This guy just got released or this guy got traded. We want him. You know what I want? About 17 more receivers.
I was going to say, the fact that Kenny Stills was watching weeks 1 and 2 on a couch and has come in and could have had 2 touchdown passes, what does that tell you, Sean?
He was watching.
If you want to make a big splash move,
go get a receiver.
He wasn't on a team, and he should have 2 touchdowns. It's to your point, a guy of that quality. And again, I wasn't being disrespectful to Deontay Harris or Marquez Callaway, but you're asking your all pro kick returner to get open as receiver. I mean, against a number one or two corner, it's just, you're asking a lot. So, look, when you look at this team though, we're doing grades today. Sean says he don't want to do the grades. We are. How would you grade this team, offense, defense, and overall?
Mm. C-minus offense. I would have given the defense a B-plus, maybe an A-minus going into this game. Now it's a B-minus, and overall, the special teams, the cover, by the way, the punting and coverage units have been phenomenal. The kicking game has been the issue. I'd give special teams a D-plus just because of the coverage units and the punt team. So overall, it's kind of like my grades through high school and college. I'd give it a solid C.
I was going to say they're an average football team. A C sounds right.
Sounds right. What I thought they were, Gus. From the beginning, right. No. I thought they were an 8-9 win football team. That's what I said. Feel that way.
Yeah. And that's what I said. That's why I call them a potential. If those guys were to perform, if Marquez Callaway would be getting 60, 70-yard receptions, a touchdown here or there, and Deontay, look, they have opportunities, but I think what's really hurt them, Sean, is I really honestly think we're going to look back at it. If I want to tell you, how about I say it like this, and I'm rambling. What is the storyline that tells why they're 2-2 to this point? Here's mine. Losing Eric McCoy. I think losing Eric McCoy has set back the offense. It set back moving forward. It set back, you know, because game two was an utter of a disaster.
A really good point.
Because of it. Game three, we're getting better, but, you know, still you see some miscues. And last week, again, it's just sort of the same sort of situation when you now don't have Armstead. I think if this line was intact, and I think if you had your starting center, I think you could do more. I think Jameis would do more. I think you could run more. I think you might be able to wait to get some people open more. I think losing Eric McCoy really, of all the injuries and all the players, really hurt this offense.
I couldn't agree more. And Gus, this is, and you said I was 5 sheets to win, and I will not deny that. But if I was 5, my wife was 10, and she kept saying, does this mean we're out of the playoffs? Does this mean we're out of the playoffs? I was like, no, babe, this is only game 4 of 17. But this could be one of the games where we look back at the end of the year and
no
you
doubt.
Don't make it. You're like,
no
damn,
doubt.
Yeah. We let that one slip away.
Yep. No doubt. What do you think happens Sunday? We'll let you go.
Does Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde show up? We don't expect anything, which means they'll probably go to Washington to beat the football team.
I like how you said it, beat the football team. I'm a little nervous about Tyler Heinicke. All of a sudden, Heinicke, whatever he is, he's going to
Gus, we could be playing in the Louisiana school blind, and depending on the week, I'd be worried about the game. Well, you don't know who's going to show up.
Daniel Jones had a career day. That's all you need to know. This guy was being run out of New York.
In a nutshell.
Was being run out of New York.
Bo Nix and Daniel Jones.
Yes.
That's all you need to know about
this weekend. Two guys literally being run out of their programs, turned into heroes. Good job. Good job.
I kept telling people the only thing that's worse than watching that on Sunday in person were those four sons of guns who went Saturday night, turned around, and did it again.
Yep, no doubt about it. Give me 30 seconds as your professional talk show host. Oh. Pels, tonight, Orlando, what do you want to see?
Jonas Valanciunas, right?
Valanciunas.
Yeah, sure. You know, we know what we're going to have in the front court for the most part with Ingram. Valanciunas, Zion, when healthy. Backcourt.
Yeah.
Let's see Devontae Graham. Yeah. Obviously, I think he can give you a little more offense than Lonzo Ball did, but I want to see the development of him and Nicole Alexander-Walker and A-Dub. And let's see the backcourt, because that seems to be what's been holding this franchise back.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is a pro talk show host. You don't believe him? He puts it on his Twitter page at Fox 4 Sports Talk. His name is Sean Fox. He hosted up there in the station 97.7. Thank you so much, sir. I promise I'll answer your phone call Friday.
Yeah.
I'll answer your phone call Friday, I promise.
4:45.
Are you hosting? Or I mean, are you going to be there?
Yes, Friday? Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I'm just making
there.
Sure.
All right.
Yep. Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Quick break. Coach G, the U.S. men's national soccer team plays tomorrow. They take on Jamaica. He will preview when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Calvin Braxton Ford is your brand new car dealer in Lockport, Louisiana. They cannot wait for you to stop in and take a look at their big town inventory and small town prices. Schedule your test drive today and let one of their trained sales staff help you every step of the way. Their skilled management team ensures that you'll have a phenomenal experience, whether it be sales, service, parts, or financing. Ford, the number one brand in America. Stop by today at Calvin Braxton Ford, 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport.
The Rouse's Markets in Golden Meadow is back open. The Rouse's family wants to thank everyone that worked so tirelessly to get the store back open to serve our community. Thank you to Rouse's Markets team members who worked at the store every day. Thank you to Rouse's Markets facilities and construction crews. Thank you to Rouse's Markets vendor partners. And thank you, our loyal customers. Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, now open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Wednesdays around this time, we like to talk soccer. Football. Pat G. Conteri, Coach G. That's how we like to give him his title around here. Coach G, how are you, sir?
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Life is good right now. How are you guys doing today?
You know, trying to get over last week's loss with the Saints and the Tigers of LSU and then Pels. And all. It is what it is, though. We have a big game tomorrow in the world of soccer. The U.S. men's national team, the first of the next three-game window in the next pod. So Thursday, Sunday, it's Panama, and then Wednesday, Costa Rica. Some lineup changes and roster changes. Let's start there. What is the difference between the first pod to this pod?
Well, I think this pod is a little bit softer. Jamaica, just going to throw them first under the bus. Mikel Antonio, who's a huge, huge player, having a great year right now for West Ham. He's actually not going to play for Jamaica. Jamaica and West Ham, both the club, the organizations, talked with each other and agreed that he's not going to play. And I think for Jamaica, because they're last place or in eighth place right now, there's really no point to play him, especially with West Ham and with the travel concerns with COVID coming over to the States and stuff like that. This is probably the best thing for him. With that being said, looking at Jamaica's roster, it's going to be an easy one for the United States to win. I'm expecting a 3-0, 4-0, maybe even a 4-1. Against Panama and Costa Rica. Well, Panama is going to be, I think, our toughest competition, but I still think with the I just want to say the B-plus team or the A-minus team, whatever you want to say, I think we will win maybe 1-0. If not, it's going to be a tough tie. Panama, for whatever reason, for the last couple of years, every time we played them, it's always been a really good competition. Then Costa Rica, they're on the kind of downslide, so it's really the top four of the group is the only team that really can give United States a hard time. So Costa Rica is fifth right now. They're not really a strong team this year, so I think with Berhalter, I think he just had a more of a, I won't say lesser squad, but trying to give more of a chance to people like Tim Wade, people like Ariston, even try to give Weston McKennie a chance. But I think with him coming from Juve and all the talks that they've had over the last couple of weeks, I don't think he'll play for Jamaica just because. I think he might set him, the coach might set him as an example of, hey, you kind of need to fall in line. But I think with Panama and Costa Rica, I think we will see Weston McKennie on the field. So we finally get to see him. Eunice Munsa, who plays for Valencia, as well as Tyler Adams in the midfield. So we have that right now. We have a really good, solid midfield. But the person that everyone's kind of thinking about and talking about, Christian Pulisic, he is still hurt. This happened about a month ago in the last kind of round robin of games, and he has not even played for Chelsea, his club team over in England. So he got a huge knock, and I believe it was against Honduras in about 50th minute, 57th minute, something like that, where he has not been the same. So And this is one reason why I believe that club teams do not let some of their players go for the international break, just like an example for Christian Pulisic. Chelsea gave him all this money, and he's on the bench right now for the last couple of weeks, just sitting there collecting a paycheck. I know as a business owner, if I ever owned a business, and especially a team, I want my players and my employees to be happy, healthy, where I can get money back from them, get a return. So right now, I can see why Chelsea might be kind of upset with letting some of their players, especially Christian Pulisic, go again if he was healthy for his international break. So we have definitely have a different lineup. But again, this is the same kind of lineup we saw with the Gold Cup. We saw what kind of trophy they brought home with the Gold Cup winning that. So it's going to be an interesting roster that we have, but I think we'll get the job done. So out of these three games, I think we'll win two and tie one.
So where does that put them? Because obviously I think the main story line and story from the first three games is you're already kind of behind an eight ball and not in those top three spots, which is the top three that move on to the World Cup. So look, you got a bunch of games to go, but at bare minimum, you do have to go two or three here, right? And more importantly, Coach G, you got to win at home.
Yeah, and luckily, out of these three games, two of them are at home. If we win those two, we get those 6 points, and I'm guessing total we'll get 7 points out of a total of nine this round. As long as we win two, we're going to sit very, very pretty. The last round is going to be kind of a question mark, but I still think we need to at least win one of those games. So more points that we have, the better off we'll be. I guess the only true competition right now would be Canada, who's also tied with us for second. Panama's right behind us, but again, if we take care of Panama, we get those 3 points, they cannot catch up with us. So really, we have our own destiny in our hands. So I think we're looking good. We're sitting pretty. We'll talk about the Olympics and that team much later on. But as long as we're taking care of this round, I think this round will really kind of solidify us qualifying for the World Cup, as long as we get those 7 points.
Coach G, got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes here. Anything from the EPL that stood out to you since we last spoke to you last Wednesday?
Again, I'll go with my Arsenal. Arsenal, we we tied 0-0. We played a very strong Brighton team. I hate to say they're strong this year, but they're actually very, very hard to break down. So, again, my team, we did not lose. So it's always a positive thing. Right now, we're beginning to feel and we're beginning to see the wear and tear on a lot of these top athletes' bodies. They've been playing all throughout the summer. Now here it is, World Cup qualifying. All the other leagues, the tournaments like Europa, like UEFA, we're about to hit the kind of wall right now where we're seeing a lot of these injuries that are about to mount up. So that's going to be kind of a question mark looking forward to this future is who is going to be hurt, who new player might or has to kind of rise up to keep success with that team. So right now we're kind of at that bubble of seeing a lot of movement in a lot of teams because of injuries as well as international play. So it's things this weekend. It is international. You know, it's kind of hard to get into the EPL when you have international break. Then you got 2 weeks to get into it, then another international break. So once this kind of passes, I think we have a good chunk of time. So just to watch the games. But again, we're at that point right now for next week to see what kind of injuries occurred during this kind of round robin of qualifiers, especially for here in the Americas.
As always, man, appreciate the time, sir. And I guess I need to ask you, how are you doing? I mean, last time we talked, you're still playing. Did y'all get a win? What's up?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. And right now I'm in my class, a bunch of football guys. So here at Warren East, and we're going against our huge rival, Edna Kerr, this Saturday at 7:30. Yeah. So all my football guys right now are really pumped up. So right now at Easton, things are really good, and all my guys are ready to play. So things are good right now, man.
There it is. Coach G, Pat G. Conteri, as always, appreciate the time, sir. Thank you, bud.
Anytime. Have a good week, guys. Talk to you soon.
For sure. Hour two is in the books in ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball. Well, tonight, the Pels will take on Orlando. 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock tip. You can also see it on Bally Sports. It used to be Fox Sports New Orleans. It's Bally's. You know that now. But you can watch your Pels. You can listen to your Pels all season long right here on your home for Pelicans basketball. Hour three next on ESPN New Orleans. I am just waiting for this.